Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone.
Richard Street, R&B singer and member of The Temptations, was born on this date in 1942. The American vocal group was noted for their smooth harmonies and intricate choreography. Recording primarily for Motown Records, they were among the most popular performers of soul music in the 1960s and 70s. The Temptations were formed in 1961 from the coupling of two vocal groups based in Detroit, The Primes, originally from Alabama, and The Distance. That same year, they signed with Motown. After a slow start, the Temptations turned out a string of romantic hits, beginning with The Way You Do the Things You Do, My Girl, Get Ready, and Beauty Is Only Skin Deep. Paragons of sleek fashion and practitioners of athletic choreography, the Temps epitomized sophisticated cool. In the late 1960s, they shifted to a more funk-oriented sound and to more socially conscious material when Norman Whitfield became the group's producer and principal songwriter. Influenced by psychedelic rock, the Temptations produced hits such as Cloud Nine, Runaway Child Running Wild, Psychedelic Shack, Ball of Confusion, That's What the World Is Today, and the Grammy Award-winning Papa Was a Rolling Stone. In 1968 to 1969, they were paired with Diana Ross and the Supremes for two television specials and recordings that included I'm Gonna Make You Love Me and I'll Try Something New. From the mid-1970s, the Temptations changed personnel frequently and produced occasional hits, but they never regained the form that earned them induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989. Rockabilly musician Billy Lee Riley was born in Pocahontas on this date in 1933. Riley's career began in the Arkansas Delta and peaked in the 1950s after he signed a record deal with Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee. He recorded many songs during his career, alternating between the rockabilly style that made him famous and the blues music that he loved. Also on this date in 1947, in the first televised White House address, President Truman asked Americans to refrain from eating meat on Tuesdays and poultry on Thursdays to help stockpile grain for starving people in Europe. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.